I think we all know a Rotarian, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Given plenty of Rotarians tours through radio stations over the years, they're always interested to get out and about and see how the community works and who does what for jobs and all the rest. And they're also there not just in times of need. They're just there quietly working away in the background doing things as a group year-round, but particularly can rally the troops when something like a fire impacts a township.
And that's exactly what's happened up in the Corryong district. We say good morning to Graham Sayer, who is from the Rotary Club of Belvoir Wodonga, but it's very much a team effort. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning. How are you?
Look, we're terrific. Like, where are you? Paint a picture for us. What's happening this morning where you are?
I'm sitting in Corryong Recreational Reserve and Rotary District 9790 very quickly put a project together to have people come here to do volunteer fencing for the Corryong community.
Okay, so when you say District 9790, who is involved in that?
District 9790, it's a Rotary district. It starts in Holbrook, basically goes down both sides of the Hume Highway to the outer suburbs of Melbourne, so it covers a reasonable amount of area.
Now, you've been on the tongs for the last couple of days at breakfast time, Graham. You've got some troops handy that you've got to feed each morning before they go fencing. How many of you are there at the moment working on this project?
There are about 40 of us at the moment. It's been done, obviously, at very short notice. We're expecting more to come, particularly over the weekend. We've had a lot of people indicate that they'll be here, including a group of 18 from the other side of Melbourne.
Isn't that terrific? And you've got the Army boys arriving today. What's so you're hanging with good company?
Yeah, the ADF are coming up today to support council in what they're doing. So they'll be setting up near where we are. And we've had a conversation with them yesterday just as to how we can work together for the benefit of the Corryong community.
Now, in terms of the fencing and the volunteers that you have coming, are these people that have got an ag background and know how to string a fence, or is it just everybody band together under instruction of a professional? What's happening there?
No, we have team leaders who have experience in fencing, and then part of the team will have some that have fencing experience and others that just come up to provide assistance.
And what's been the reaction from locals for all you guys putting up a tent city and sort of banding together and helping out?
We've had people come down. We had people come down last night from Corryong and just thank us for being here. We see that couple of things. What we can do with 40 people is a drop in the ocean as to what really needs to be done. So the farming community are seeing that we're here. But more importantly, the Corryong community can see that we've responded pretty quickly. We got in about the first time we could get through roadblocks to come and help the community.
And how was those night sleeps in the tent going for you lot?
people are still getting up of a morning and they're still going out to work. So, yeah, it's working well.
And, Graham, are you working with other agencies in terms of, so when you're doing fence repairs, what are they sort of needing to do? Have you got product, fresh fence wire posts and all the rest being delivered into Corryong for this project? And how's that all sort of arranged?
It's delivered to the farmers, so we then go out and a lot of that work we're doing is actually demolishing fences that have been, where the posts have been burnt and the fence can't be repaired. So we go out and do that, and then whatever farm we're on, we ask the farmer to provide posts and wire, and we'll then go through and put a fence up. We see the priority as perimeter fencing, so we're not doing any internal fencing at this stage.
And can you just paint a picture for us what you're seeing out there, Graham?
Black.
Yeah.
And burnt.
Yeah. And it goes for miles.
I haven't been... Coming in from Wodonga, it started on about 25 k's out of Corryong. I haven't been on the other side of town. I will, but I'm standing looking out now, and from within 50 metres of the recreational reserve is burnt ground.
Yeah.
And is there talk about the rain? Is that a conversation that's among the locals at the moment that they're expecting or hoping for?
Not sure about the locals. We've certainly briefed our teams on what happens if it rains. It's it's so much ash that it's going to make it a bit of a challenge if we get a significant amount of rain. We had a few spots last night, but nothing to deter our seven teams that have gone out today.
All right. Well, we really do thank you, the Rotary, and everyone else who's up there in Corryong at the moment. Graham Sayer, working on, well, your project, the fencing, but as you said, compared to everything else that needs to be orchestrated and done, it's only a small piece.
Can I just say a couple of things, we want some volunteers
to help join you, yeah.
Yeah. We had police officers come off duty a couple of days ago. They came down and said, we'd like to go out and help. So yesterday and today we have 9 police officers, when they come off duty, going out to help with our fencing. We've had a couple of people travel down from Brisbane. We've had someone ring from Bourke telling us that they're coming next week. So, and we couldn't have done this without the support of a couple of organisations in Wodonga. Scott School and Westmont are cooking dinners for us, and we're bringing those up on a daily basis.
It's a big operation, isn't it, Graham?
Look, so we couldn't have cooked here.
No. Graham, just quickly, if anyone wants to join your effort, is there an email address that they can register interest? Please let us know.
Can they please send an email to coryongfire@gmail.com?
All right.
coryongfire@gmail.com. Easy. Graham Sayer, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.